Eight people went to that concert and did not come home, and all of them were under the age of 30 years old. A memorial has been set up outside of the festival grounds as we hear more accounts, just like Zooey's, about what happened on the other side of those fences. Stories of strangers who risked it all to help people that they did not even know. Correspondent Marky Martin joins us live now with that part of our coverage tonight. Marky.
Good evening, Marnie. Yeah, that memorial site right here behind me where we talked to so many survivors today. And you know, the common denominator in each conversation I had with them was shock and still processing what they lived through, reliving those moments, putting together the pieces, knowing full and well they easily could have been one of the eight.
You see people being unconscious, people trying to get people screaming.
Brianna Morales was one of the 50,000 in the Astro World crowd Friday night, a survivor with visible injuries. She's now using a walker, her foot still black and blue after being plowed over in throngs of fans.
I was on the ground and then I closed my eyes because I was like, I cannot see this. This like really can't be the last thing.
I was maybe 30, 40 feet from Travis.
Ben Castro is 19 and has attended Travis Scott's festival before. He said the suffocation in the crowd was paralyzing, crediting his height with saving his life.
There was points where, I mean, I was completely locked, couldn't move anything. And then, you know, I was able to just reach up and grasp the air from above.
Concert goers continuing to pay their respects Monday morning, many telling News Nation they believe the reason behind the crowd surge was simple.
The music. The happiness.
Casey Green was in the VIP section.
So most of the festival, we were helping a lot of people like escape and get out.
Not the experience she paid for. Fans becoming first responders.
I wake up this morning, I feel very blessed to still be here. I think it's we take for granted leaving the house and not coming back a lot.
But not everyone was so lucky. 21-year-old Axel Acosta died in the crowd, his family attorney describing how crowd rush kills.
They die from what is known as compressive asphyxiation, from the sheer force of all the weight of the bodies being stacked on top of them.
The family suing several entities involved, including Travis Scott and Live Nation.
Today is me. I lost my son. It could be you. It could be you.
The family lawyer says 35 other plaintiffs have joined this suit, and he says he only expects more people to come forward. Now, several of the survivors I talked to today said they were so excited for this event on Friday, not only because of the headliners, but also for many, it was that first big concert that they attended since COVID began. Many of them telling me this afternoon it will be the last festival of this size that they ever attend. Marnie.
Showed up to have fun. It should not have ended like this. Marky, thank you.